Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, September 6th, 2012. Inside Out from The Unshakable, the new CD from tonight's guest, Langley, BC musician Jeanette Petkow. And she's been singing since she was a little girl, taking the plunge into the waters of a musical career about 20 years ago. Unshakable features Jeanette's most personal songs to date and a collaboration with Nashville's Creative Soul Records. Jeanette's on the phone with us from her home in Langley to talk about her music ministry and the newest CD. Good evening, Jeanette.
Good evening, Robert.
How are you?
With you. I'm great. It's a good day.
Yeah. Now, let's take our listeners back to the beginning. How did you get started in music?
Well, basically, I grew up in a family that was quite musical. So it was a part of, I guess, my makeup and how God put things into my life. That's how I got started in the music part of things as a child, singing in church and whatnot. But when I really started to minister in music was basically when I gave my life to Christ. I was 19, and God clearly spoke to me at that time that He wanted me to share my life, the pains and different things that I had gone through, mm-hmm. my faith, with people who were hurting and struggling and needed Jesus just like I did.
Well, stepping back just briefly a bit, when you're looking at your childhood and before leading up to going into music full time, and that, who were some of your musical influences at that point in time?
As a child?
Yep.
I would say probably hymns in the church, and I don't know, contemporary music was maybe just barely starting at that time. So that would have been the influence in my life.
Now, who are some of the ones that you have now?
I would say, like, Newsboys, Jackie Velasquez. Oh, man, there's probably so many. I even love you, too. So there's quite a variety, I would say. And you know, I love all kinds of styles. And hearing the words through the songs and how they touch you in life.
Is there a particular style that you lean towards at all?
Like myself?
Yep.
this point? Yes, I think my music is still on the contemporary vein, but there's definitely influences of jazz, R&B, reggae, even a little bit of classical music. So, I really, in the last years, I have really liked, you know, jazz and that type of thing. I'm really happy about where I've gone, and you know, I think it's really kind of a who I am at this point, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Looking at when you first started getting into music, and that was probably what, about 20 years ago. What are the differences between the way music was done then, the whole industry at that point, and to where it is now?
Wow, that's a great question. It's quite interesting how at that time things were just like booming, and you know, people were just like saying, "Hey, I've got to go to this concert and that concert." And you know, they're just taking it all in and trying to be a part of it. Today is quite different, because you see it's available everywhere. You know, you can have it in your home, and you can have it, you know, on your cell phone and everywhere. And so it's really quite different for people. I mean, they're still obviously, you know, liking the music and wanting it and that type of thing, but I find that it's probably harder for people who are actually putting on a concert where people will come and you know, actually support those particular events.
Well, looking at all of this, and lately you went to Nashville. You started working with Eric Copeland at Creative Sound. How did you get into that? How did that whole process come together? And we'll talk about specifics about what happened in the recording and the songs in a minute, but just sort of what led up to that that whole collaboration.
Yeah, that was really interesting. I knew that God was putting it on my heart to do another album. I didn't have a clue how that was going to ever happen, but anyways, you know how LinkedIn, and we have that now, and there's so many different things that we do have available to us through computer and internet, but I found him on LinkedIn, and I checked out the site, and I was very impressed about his heart for artists and such. And he had been a music director in a church, and you know that you know, the whole music scene for many years already too, and realized where the whole aspect of the music industry was going and different things like that. So I really sensed his heart in that way, and I connected with him over the phone as well. And I had also, there's a gal actually on ACT, Artists and Christian Testimony International, who I'm actually with as well. Well, also Canada, I guess, now at this point. But I connected with her. She had just recorded with him. She had totally done a different genre than I did. But she said he had such a heart to help her, and that's exactly what really intrigued me. And so I called him, and we talked about it. I had a meeting with him. I actually went to Nashville, and sort of history since then. But it's just been a wonderful experience. I really appreciate him and his talent and everything.
Well, that getting down to Nashville almost didn't happen as well.
Yeah, that was quite something too, you know, with the border and everything and all their stipulations and everything. It's just quite a hard thing sometimes, you know. But I went over, and they thought I was actually going to sing there or perform there, and sent me back home. So I had to redo the whole thing and, you know, get my flight again and planned again and everything. So that was quite the struggle and hardship during that time, and I've had to have invitations every time I've gone across. So I you know, I'm sure there's other people that face the same thing. Some don't, some do. And hopefully, you know, I can get a visa, you know, when I will be performing down there, that I could, you know, mm-hmm. come there in a legal way and everything. So.
Right. What we need to do is take a quick break and continue our conversation with musician Jeanette Petkow about her new CD, Unshakable. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Someone has hurt you so bad you can't even cry. Your soul is empty, robbed from inside. I know it seems that there is nothing left to try, but the Lord is waiting for you. Now every door seems to have slammed right in your face. Your world is empty, a cold and lonely place. I know it seems you'll never see another sunny day, but the Lord is waiting. Still, he's the one whose love is real. 'Cause God can heal your broken heart. Ask and he'll mend the broken parts. He knows what you're going through. He'll never give up on you. 'Cause God can heal. Applies a spirit to your soul and refuses to let you go. No matter where you are, God can heal your broken heart.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to God Can Heal from Jeanette Petkow's Unshakable CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Jeanette. It had been a few years since you put out a recording. What sort of led you to making that decision to get back into the studio and put songs to the recording process?
Well, you know, I mean, I did never think that, you know, that I had my time or anything like that, because I had just gone through a really dark time in my life. And I mean, I've always been doing things through about the 20 years and some that I've been doing this. You know, I've always been ministering in some way, but not as much as I had been for quite a few years. Like, I put my last album out 2001, so, you know, this was something that I really, really wanted to do. It was a desire to do. I had gone through different things in my life, and it was just time. I knew that God wanted me to still do this, and so this was the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you talk about the fact that you'd gone through a bunch of things, and the thing about Unshakable is a lot of the songs are coming out of your own life story, your own struggles, your own journey. How did that become the focus for the CD? Was that something you deliberately sat down and said, "I'm going to write out of these experiences," or that's just how it developed?
I think there was a combination of that, like how the struggles and different things, you know, that really did help me to think about, okay, what is it that God wants me to say here to people in this world? And as well, you know, when we sat down to actually write, I co-wrote with Eric, my producer, and then, you know, I was thinking about that, you know, there's titles that came to my mind and there was thoughts that came to my mind about some of the things that I had gone through. Well, that's how basically it was developed. And just seeing the fact that, you know, we live in a world that is so shaky. There's so many different things going on. There's so many different changes and people going through so many different things and people... having marriage issues, that's, you know, really huge. And just all these things, you know, I just felt, you know, with a faith, a strong faith, we can be, God helps us to be unshakable. And he is our rock. He is unshakable, right? And so that's really the heart of this whole album.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at that, you mentioned you've worked in collaboration with Eric, and he produced it, produced a CD as well. How did that work as you created songs? How did that whole process of working with a collaborator help you?
Well, for one, he's amazingly talented, and he's written for years, and I don't know how many years, but it's a lot. And I know he had a catalog of I don't know how many songs, but these songs we wrote together, and so it came out of, you know, life experiences and different things like that. I don't know. It was really interesting. I went there for 5 days. I think it was 4 or 5 days, something like that, I think it was. And I had some titles already and some thoughts, and he just came along and he helped, you know, the whole thing. And it was just a wonderful experience.
So are you a lyrics first? More so than music first? Or does it sort of depend on the song?
I would say sometimes maybe depend on the song, but I think I'm much more lyrically strong than mm-hmm. musically strong.
Now, when you're going through this and going through the collaboration process, what did and you're talking about Eric's talent and experience? What did you learn from that whole process?
Wow, I think, well, as a writer, you really got to be in touch with what God is doing in your heart, and you just basically lay down exactly the experience you're having in words.
Mm-hmm.
sometimes it takes, like they always say, you know, there's inspiration, but there's also all the what's the other word there?
The perspiration?
Perspiration, that's it, yeah. So, yeah, it's a tough thing to actually take what's in your heart and put it onto paper.
Mm-hmm.
But I just found it helpful to see how easy he could make it, you know. And he was just amazing how he just put everything together that I had brought. And it was a song, you know, before we left the room, mm-hmm. kind of thing. So it was just amazing.
Now, when you went through the recording process, what was the difference between, when you did your last album, about a decade ago, to that whole process now?
Well, for one, I worked with, or there's people that worked on my album that were just really amazing musicians and such. People like John Hammond, who plays drums, and Mark, he's a guitarist, and he's played on Amy Grant and
Mark Baldwin.
Chris Chapman, pardon?
Mark Baldwin.
That's it. I just couldn't remember his last name there. And so many other, John Ketchings, you know, who did the orchestral stuff, and there's so many different musicians that played on this and who've also played on many other, you know, actually quite major label artists. So it was such a blessing, and, you know, it's amazing what God has put together here. That's,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm just really thankful and really excited about what's happening here.
Now, when you were going through the recording process and that, was it something that was it an enjoyable one for you at this point in time, not having been in the studio that long, or was again was it a lot of perspiration to get the tracks recorded?
No, actually, I found that actually more enjoyable for sure. I don't know. The whole experience was quite amazing. And just to be in Nashville was really a very cool thing too. I know that we in Canada we have lots of great musicians here. There's no doubt about that. but that is really the Music City, and so it was really good to be there mm-hmm. and to be surrounded by these people who have already been in the industry for many years.
Well, we need to take one final break, and when we do, we'll come back and finish our conversation with Jeanette Peckhow. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
We may not see God's plan in every step He makes, but we can trust He knows what He's doing. He doesn't make mistakes. So we have to hold on to His word like a rock, and His promises like our shield, and build a faith that cannot fail. That's unshakable, locked in Christ, a firm foundation for bulletproof life. Unshakable. Sometimes we try to fight, armed only with our faith, trying to use it like a sword instead of His purpose and the courage just to wait. Maybe the thing that cannot be moved may just need to stay unresolved while we stand.
Arts Connection, you've been listening to Unshakable, the title track from Jeanette Peckhow's most recent CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to finish up our conversation with Jeanette. Now that the CD has been finished, delivered, you did a little YouTube video of showing your living room with all the boxes of CDs in there. Now that all that's been done, been delivered, what's next for you?
Well, I love to be out there on the road and actually sharing the songs and my testimony with people, you know, at churches and events, festivals. I just want to share, you know, mm-hmm. more about the kind of things that I've gone through in life, and to encourage others who are also going through a lot of struggles in their lives, just to just really encourage them, and hopefully bring them to a place where they can have a faith and a strong faith, and to realize that God is really what they need in their lives, just like I did. Yeah, and that's my heart, is to minister and to take this out.
And you've also got a CD launch party going on in the next couple of months.
Yes, October the 12th at the House of James in Abbotsford. And I hope to make my way out to Ontario, hopefully in November, for the GMA there that's happening there. Yeah, we'll have to be working on that to see if we can get some churches to book me, and so I can make it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Now, if people are interested in more information about you or the CD and wanting to get it, where can they do that?
They can go to my website, JeannettePetko.com. It's JeannettePetku.com. And they can buy my CD right off my site from CD Baby. And soon they'll have iTunes, Amazon on there, and at stores. There are certain stores that I, you know, will be putting my music in. I don't have anything out there in Ontario at this point yet, but yeah, okay. I guess it depends on what areas, you know, are looking to get my music and different mm-hmm. things like that. So,
well, great. Well, thank you to Jeannette for your time tonight.
Well, thank you, Robert, for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thanking my guest, Jeannette Petkow. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.